Finance Minister urges banks, 24/7 cybersecurity and ATM cash priority in focus. As tensions mount along India's borders, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has issued a clear and urgent directive to the country's financial institutions, stay vigilant, ensure service continuity, and upgrade cybersecurity infrastructure to the highest levels of preparedness. In a high-level meeting held on May 9 in New Delhi with the managing directors and CEOs of public and private sector banks, insurance companies, and senior officials from RBI, IRDAI, CERT-IN, and NPCI, Sitharaman stressed that the banking and insurance sectors must remain operationally resilient amid rising geopolitical uncertainty. The core message was unambiguous: India's financial infrastructure is not just about economic activity, but also national security. Let's break it down. Cybersecurity now a national imperative. One of the most critical takeaways from the meeting was the heightened focus on cybersecurity. With threats of cyber attacks and phishing attempts escalating, Sitharaman instructed all banks to ensure that digital and core banking infrastructure is firewalled and monitored round the clock. Banks have already deployed antidote systems to ward off distributed denial of service attacks, while security operations centers, SOCs, and network operations centers, NOCs, are functioning 24/7 in coordination with national cyber agencies like CERT-IN and the National Critical Information Infrastructure Protection Center, NCIPC. To institutionalize real-time response mechanisms, each bank has been directed to designate two senior officials at headquarters, one to handle cyber incident reporting, and another to oversee operational continuity such as ATM cash and branch-level functions. These officers are required to report all incidents to CERT-IN and the Department of Financial Services, DFS, immediately. Cash at ATMs and digital services. Acknowledging the risk of logistical and digital disruptions, Sitharaman emphasized that cash availability at ATMs, as well as uninterrupted access to UPI and internet banking, must be prioritized. This is especially critical for border regions, where physical and cyber risks are elevated. Emergency protocols for service continuity are to be updated, tested through mock drills, and implemented swiftly. Seamless banking access must be maintained across the country, the minister said, reinforcing the role of banks in economic and social stability during crisis scenarios. Safety of bank staff in conflict zones. Another key dimension of the discussion was the safety of bank employees and their families, particularly those stationed near volatile border areas. Sitharaman directed banks to work in close coordination with local security agencies to ensure adequate protection measures are in place for their frontline workforce. Insurance sector also under the scanner. The finance minister didn't stop at banks. She also reviewed the readiness of insurance companies and called for timely claim settlements and uninterrupted customer service, even under operational stress. Sponsor banks were urged to support regional rural banks, RRBs, in maintaining services, particularly in underserved and high-risk regions. What this means for financial institutions? The directives from Sitharaman signify a decisive policy stance: financial resilience is now intertwined with national security. Institutions are expected to move beyond conventional preparedness and integrate crisis management into their operational DNA. This includes regular cybersecurity audits, real-time threat monitoring, employee training and internal alerts on phishing risks, redundant infrastructure to ensure uptime. Bank executives have indicated that mock drills simulating cyber attacks and disaster recovery are already being conducted at the highest levels. A system under pressure, but holding firm. Despite the urgency and complexity of the evolving security landscape, the government maintains that India's financial system remains stable and resilient. Sitharaman reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring economic stability alongside national defense. The proactive approach taken by the Ministry of Finance is a signal to markets and consumers alike. India's financial services ecosystem is not just reacting to risk, it is preparing to lead from the front. Conclusion. The Finance Minister's meeting underscores a crucial pivot in India's financial governance, where operational continuity, employee safety, and cybersecurity are no longer siloed issues but integral pillars of national preparedness. As India navigates a tense geopolitical climate, its financial institutions are being tasked not just with facilitating commerce, but also defending the digital and operational backbone of the nation. Sitharaman's directives may very well become the blueprint for financial crisis readiness in a more volatile world. Disclaimer: this article is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice.